So, Neil, a big thank you for joining us on a Friday night. Some players come in, some players go in, and the main news is about the extension of Andy Fisher on loan. That's very welcomed for the running.
Yeah, it's amazing news. Fisher's done great for us since he's been in. I think it's four games he's played now, and you know, he suffered one defeat in the four games. And he's definitely added, you know, competition and quality to the starting 11, and that's what we were trying to do. And that's no disrespect to Lloyd or anyone else that played before. It was just, you know, an area that we felt that we needed strengthening. Fisher's come in and done really well. And, you know, could we extend it for another month was a question that we posed to the club. And Blackburn have been delighted the way he's been looked after and everything to do with the club. And, you know, for them, it was a no-brainer. Said he's enjoying his football, he's getting good experience. So he stays for another month. And hopefully at the end of that month, we'll get him for the remainder of the season. But we'll cross that bridge when we come to it.
And I know it's commonplace in non-league, but for FC United, this season's been quite a rare one in the fact that, you know, we have been rubbing shoulders with Football League clubs and building those relationships, and that's healthy for the future, isn't it?
I think that's key, you know, and, you know, I'm fortunate to work with a lot of people within the Football League and non-league football, and it's just building relationships, and you never know who you'll work with or what favours you need along the line, but also if you are going to work with clubs and you're going to take players from clubs, then you need to look after them and treat them the way they be treated by the host club. And, you know, that's exactly what we do. We make sure our training is professional and organised. We make sure match day is professional and organised. And we give the people the experience that they need to kick on in their own career. And you know, you never know if it doesn't work out from there. They've always had that good experience at FC United or the club that I've been at. And they come knocking on your door and say they'd like to play for you again. So that's, you know, that's my philosophy. Just to make sure that we work well with the clubs and we look after the professionals the best that we can do.
And obviously, the other news is Billy Sass Davis has gone back to Crewe. That means as well that, you know, the likes of Zen Mohamed, who he took a bit of a knock with his confidence with a couple of those deflected goals a few weeks ago. It is about confidence building for these young lads.
I think firstly with Zen, we've been open and honest with Accrington Stanley, and I've got a good relationship with the management team there, and I explained the reasons for leaving Zen out. Zen did make, you know, in his eyes, made a couple of errors, and, you know, not for us. You know, we all say it was going to be experience, and when you put yourself on, you know, go across the white line, that you're going to either get plaudits or you're going to make mistakes, and it's how you come back from them. Zen took him, you know, took him quite badly. You're going to do when you're a young lad. We thought the best thing to do for Zen was to take him out of the team for a couple of games. His attitude, his professionalism hasn't altered, and he just wanted to get back in. And like you said, due to the departure of Billy, the door now opens for Zen to come back in. But Zen may have come back in tomorrow anyway, despite, you know, Billy going back to his host club, because, you know, he's that good of a player, and we feel that he just needed that break, and he'll come back in, and he's trained superbly well this week, and he's chomping at the bit tomorrow to go and play. As for Billy, disappointingly, Billy's been great for FC United, and a few weeks ago, after the Altrincham game, his head was slightly turned, where the Altrincham manager contacted Crewe and said they'd like to take him. Crewe put it to Billy, and Billy said, you know, no, he likes to FC United. And then, you know, surprisingly, the manager decided to call Crewe again and probably not come through me and just tell me that what he was going to do. But, you know, went to Crewe, and he's turned the lad's head this way, and he's enticed the player away from the promotion battle in his eyes, you know, away from a relegation battle that he's quoted about us. But, you know, that's part and parcel of football. Billy's been great for us. Billy certainly not does anything wrong. He wants to go and play, you know, the best possible level he can do. So, you know, it was down to Crewe Alexander, his agent, his parents, his friends, and obviously the sway of Altrincham. So Billy leaves us. Billy leaves us, and, you know, he's helped us in our little quest, and hopefully he goes on and be successful for Crewe Alexander.
Zen Mohamed coming in, potentially. I'm not picking your team for you, Neil, you understand. But obviously we saw Dale Whittam limp off, and in a strange way, that kind of helped on Saturday, because then Winter came on and he had the bit between his teeth. But Dale Whittam tomorrow, it did look like he had a bit of a knock there last week.
Yeah, he did. He potentially could have cracked his ribs. Spoke to the physio, and, you know, it could be a number of weeks for Dale. We'll have to monitor it week by week. But like we said on the radio after the game last week, you know, we don't like to see anybody injured, but it forces us into a substitution. But Harry Winter came on and did superbly well and dragged us back into that game. You know, I thought it was either his influence and the way he played and the way he moved the ball and got us around him working. You know, he was one of the main reasons we got back in the game last week. And despite if Dale was injured or he wasn't injured, I'd be looking at bringing Harry back in. What it does is he's now forced that decision for you. Not just for Harry, but who else plays. But I think the last time that, you know, looking at the midfield selection for tomorrow, last time I think Harry and Josh was able to play together just on their own, maybe away at Bradford, and we won. So, you know, is that an omen? You know, we'll have to go and see. But, you know, we're going to miss Dale. Dale's been fantastic for us, and hopefully we can get him back to fitness as soon as possible. But until then, you know, we've got all the quality in the middle of the park. So, you know, it's up to them and them lads who get the shirts to deliver the goods.
Now, what's your target then for tomorrow? Because we've never got anything at Telford. Even when we've gone in the lead at Telford, you always get the feeling, no, this isn't going to happen. But what's your own target?
You're asking me, man. You know what I'm going to say. And, you know, I'm probably here to be shot at because people, you know, we haven't won at Telford, so the people say that we're going to go lose, or, you know, would a point be a good result? You know, I don't know. You know, look at all the games that we've played. Altrincham, Stockport, your Bostons, your Chesters, you know, the teams at the top end of the league. There isn't a great deal in the game. Telford at home when a poor refereeing decision has cost us and we've lost 2-1. You know, the table obviously says that Telford win tomorrow. My team, my philosophy, my squad are all in the belief that we can go there and get something tomorrow. But another pleasing performance would be good, but three would be incredible. And, you know, who wrote us off against Bradford when we went to Bradford and went and won 3-2? We're good on the road. You know, it's kind of a free hit, if you will, tomorrow, because there isn't pressure on us because of what people will expect tomorrow. Not people within the club, but people outside the club, looking at the two teams, how they're placed in the league. We're going down there full of confidence. You know, the last three games for us has been huge. So we go down there tomorrow with a game plan. We've trained hard this week and, you know, we target a win, and that doesn't always happen. But we definitely target a win. A point would be great. 3 points would be amazing.